From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting on the eve of becoming Zimbabwe's president. Emmerson Mnangagwa is pledging to be a servant of the people with the goal of progress through unity. He addressed a crowd Wednesday on his return from exile, a day after the resignation of longtime President Robert Mugabe, who fired him. He says he appeals to all genuine patriotic Zimbabweans to come together with work together. No one is more important than the other. We are all Zimbabweans. Zimbabwe's parliament speaker says that he will be sworn in as the country's new president Friday, convincing the masses he is genuinely working on their behalf is among the challenges at hand after decades of Mugabe's maneuvers that critics say were self-serving. One analyst says it's too soon to tell whether or not he'll launch a new and an improved era for its people following Mugabe's ouster. Ratko Mladic, the former general in charge of Bosnian Serb forces during the Balkans War in the early 1990s, has been found guilty of genocide and other crimes against humanity. He is sentenced to life in prison by the International Criminal Tribunal in The Hague. Although the verdict was welcomed by many Bosnians, he is still seen as a hero by some ethnic Serbs, and justice may do little to reconcile the region's still divided populations. Search and rescue operations continue this Thursday for three sailors still missing after a U.S. Navy transport plane crashed Wednesday. C-2A Greyhound aircraft plummeted into the sea about 925 kilometers southeast of Okinawa. This is VOA News.